From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Sometimes you just feel under the weather and need to take a day off. When you've got a cough or a fever, that can often be done no questions asked. But sometimes those ill feelings are less outwardly visible, and you can feel the need for a day off for mental health reasons, especially as many of us continue feeling the weight of the pandemic. Children and teenagers are not immune to these stresses. Since the early months of the pandemic in April 2020 and compared to the previous year, mental health-related emergency room visits among children increased 24% for those between the ages of 5 and 11, and 31% for ages 12 to 17. In August, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a law that will allow students in Illinois to take up to 5 mental health days off from school beginning in January. Here's what we heard from one high school student about those mental health days.
Hi, my name is Braxton, and I'm a sophomore in high school. Remote learning has affected my mental health negatively. In my case, I was already struggling with mental health, so being isolated all day wasn't the most inspiring thing. The social aspect of school was the main thing that motivated me to get work done, and the environment of a school classroom is way different than your own bedroom or kitchen table. A lot of peers of mine have expressed the increased anxiety in public places, and while some people enjoy being in their houses all day, for others it's not really ideal. I've mostly seen many other teenagers express and relate to each other through social media, especially TikTok over quarantine. I do believe this bill will be very helpful to students. Everyone has off days, whether it's their workload that has gotten overwhelming or even a family member passing. It's important to be able to take a step back and breathe. I think that if our Illinois government and school system wanted to do more to help, we could definitely get mental health education on the curriculum. I think this would definitely help break the stigma that's been attached to mental health altogether. However, I do believe this is a great start. Thank you.
And thank you for that message, Braxton. Joining us to talk more about this new mental health law in Illinois schools is Dr. Jyothi Kolaje. She's a licensed school psychologist in Rockford. Jyothi, welcome back to The 21st.
Thank you for having us.
Also joining us is Dr. Jonathan Singer, a licensed clinical social worker and professor at Loyola University, Chicago. He's also the author of Suicide in Schools, A Practitioner's Guide to Multilevel Prevention, Assessment, Intervention, and Postvention. Jonathan, welcome to the 21st to you as well.
Thanks so much. Great honor to be here.
Finally, we're joined by Yolan Cook, a social worker at Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary School in Urbana. Yolan, thank you for taking time out of your day to be with us as well.
Oh, sure. No problem.
Listeners, if you want to join our conversation, the number to do so is 800-222-9455. If you're a parent or teacher, what kind of issues are you seeing your students deal with since the start of the pandemic? Do you think this idea of mental health days will be helpful for students who are struggling with those problems? Join the conversation, 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Or you can always tweet us at 21st Show. That's at 21st Show. Jonathan, I'm going to begin with you. What do you think of this new law and in this idea of incorporating mental health days into our schools?
I like the idea. I think that it says to our students, there are reasons that school doesn't need to know about that maybe don't rise to the level of going to see a therapist or having need for hospitalization that warrant you taking some time to collect yourself. You know, we talk about this for adults all the time, right? Take a mental health day, take a mental health day. It's part of our quote unquote self-care mantras. We don't really know what it means, but I like the idea. And I like it particularly because my hope is that it will start conversations in school as to what a mental health day looks like and how to take it. When do you know it's going to be effective? And when you shouldn't take one.
Yolan, I wonder, what are some of the concerns for elementary age students that you're seeing since the pandemic started more than a year ago now?
Yes, I think Braxton, if I heard correctly, was the name of the student who was, I think she was extremely eloquent in describing what it was like for her, what it has been like so far. And yes, our students and families have been struggling since March 2020. We have students experiencing social isolation, sleeplessness, a lot of, unfortunately, abuse, incidences of abuses in the home have risen. And now that we are back in session, what I'm seeing is a lot of students are openly sharing with us the sadness that they are still feeling, the fear, the grief. And this is extremely more pronounced in students where they are the only child in the family. And so as I was listening to Jonathan, you know, I think, yes, it is. I think this would be a great opportunity for schools to discuss what is mental health look like for kids. But I also would like to see, as this is rolled out next year, and even maybe before, as a school, for us to begin to discuss with families, what is that? It would be that. I think that this is a great opportunity for families to begin to discuss this topic about mental health and their children.
Interesting. And you say it's worse for children who are alone in the home, only children. Jyothi, what about you? What mental health issues are you seeing with your students?
I'm seeing a lot of varying issues. I think that students are ready for the pandemic to be over. They're exhausted with the face masks, and that has increased the social isolation, but being at school decreases it. So it's this double-edged sword of being back at school. And Jonathan and Yoland hit some very important points that there could be a lot of good pros in having this new bill and recognizing that mental health is an area that we need to address and destigmatize it, and it's hopefully going to help. But then there are those cons with only children. When there's abuse in the home, there's concerns that if they are taking those mental health days, would they be safer at home or at school? That's always a concern. So there's going to be caveats on both sides. Kids that I see right now are in this state of uncertainty. They don't really know what's going to happen. Of course, they want the pandemic to be over, but when we've talked about it, vaccinations, their views are that, okay, well, if the pandemic or the coronavirus is going to be over, it would be over by now because of the vaccinations. So that's the state in which students are seeing things happening right now. So it's odd, and we're not sure where we're going to go next as educators, and students are in there too. So we're trying to go one step at a time to help support them.
All right, let me take a moment to reintroduce our guests. If you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about a relatively new law in Illinois. It doesn't actually take effect until January, but it's going to allow students, elementary, high school students in Illinois, to be able to take up to 5 mental health days without necessarily having to have a doctor's note during the school year. We're speaking about that. We've just been hearing from Jyothi Kolajay, who's a licensed school psychologist in Rockford. We've also been speaking with Yoland Cook, a social worker at MLK, Martin Luther King Elementary School in Urbana, and Jonathan Singer, who's a licensed clinical social worker and a professor at Loyola University in Chicago. Jonathan, I want to ask you, and I should also mention, if you would like to join our conversation, 800-222-9455 is the number to do so. 800-222-9455. Jonathan, you mentioned this idea of sort of self-care, and that's become sort of a vogue term in the last few years. Do you draw a distinction between, you know, sort of formalized mental health days and what a lot of us, you know, say, oh, we've been working really hard, I could just use a day off?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it's really important that we do not confuse the idea of a mental health day with the need for formalized mental health treatment for, say, psychiatric disorders. You know, as you mentioned before, I have a book, Suicide in Schools. My area is youth suicide in schools. When a kid is hospitalized after a suicide attempt, traditionally schools have welcomed the kid back in and then said, you now have to make up the work that you missed. And we strongly discourage that perspective. If somebody's away for 2 days, 5 days, 2 weeks, because of a mental health concern, they absolutely shouldn't have to make up the work that they missed. That just adds undue burden. Taking a mental health day is different than seeking mental health treatment. I was talking with my 13-year-old daughter yesterday about this idea. She was like, wait, what? This is a thing? I said, yes, starting in January 2020. She's like, so wait, like Ferris Bueller's Day Off? I was like, I don't know, maybe. Like, maybe that's what the mental health day is supposed to be, a fun day, a day where you can just sort of do whatever you need to do to help yourself recoup. And then, you know, she was like, so I don't have to see a therapist that day? And I said, no, like, that's the idea. Like, you don't have to see a therapist. So I think it's really important to make sure that we're clear on what this means, which, you know, the question is, who decides what this means? And I really hope that schools have these conversations. You know, Yolande brought a great point about having families involved in this conversation. Like, how amazing would it be to have a conversation over the next year with groups of students to say, what would it look like to have a day off? How would you know that this was helping you or not, right? If you end up hanging out at home by yourself on your mobile device, is that going to help or is it going to hurt? If your parent has to take a day off work so that you can take a mental health day, is that going to help or is it going to hurt, right? And this brings up equity issues, which I hope we get a chance to talk about at some point in this conversation.
Yeah, and let's come back to that, because Jyothi, I want to ask for your perspective on this. I mean, we just heard Jonathan there talk about, you know, the potential for a Ferris Bueller's Day Off type situation. But as I understand it, after at least the second mental health day, the school counselor is supposed to contact the student's family and possibly refer them to some professional help. Can you talk about, you know, what happens as these days go on?
Well, that's absolutely right. After the second mental health day, they are supposed to be contacted by a school counselor, which at secondary, we can make plans to coordinate this. At elementary, it will be more strategic because counselors aren't as widely available at the elementary or primary levels. So there is that concern. The resources that the schools can be made available, the resources that can be made available through the communities, at least in Winnebago and Boone, we have our youth mental health systems of care that can help connect families with resources, and schools can help support that in this area. But it's going to be unprecedented. I mean, hopefully, again, these five mental health days, it will help, but what is 5 days? So it can be really helpful, but it can also be, you know, a limit. Once they hit 5 days, it will be unexcused. And so we don't really know the full extent of the trauma that our children are experiencing and will continue to experience. Our deaths from this pandemic are soon to be preceding what the 1918 Spanish flu. So we'll have to figure out the full extent of the trauma as we go. And we all understand why this mental health 5 day observation is allowed, because once you hit a limit of social emotional trauma, your learning isn't necessarily happening. And so we're definitely aware of that, and we want to make sure students are supported. And that's what we're trying to do within the school environment. We have to remember, again, that schools are safe havens for our children, and we provide support and structure and routine. And that can sometimes be more helpful. Last year, our truancy rates were really unprecedented.
I had so many students that were attending 8 days out of 170.
Wow. Well, let's come. We need to take a break. So we're going to, I want to come back to that question of whether this might help with truancy possibly, or whether it might just be sort of contributing to that. We're going to continue this conversation after a break. If you're just joining us, we're talking about a new law in Illinois that's going to allow students, elementary and high school students, to be able to take up to 5 mental health days in a school year with, if not no questions asked, you know, fewer questions asked. You're not going to have a note from the doctor necessarily. We're talking about that. We want to invite you to join our conversation. 800-222-9455 is the number. More to come after a short break. You're listening to The 21st. Stay with us.
The 21st is made possible in part by Busey. Whether you're just starting out or upgrading to your dream home, Busey can guide you every step of the way, because they know there's no place like home. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868.
Welcome back to The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. If you're just joining us, we're talking about a new law in Illinois that, as of January, will allow students in elementary and high school to be able to take off up to 5 mental health days during the school year. To talk about this, we're speaking with Jyothi Kolajay, who's a licensed school psychologist in Rockford, Jonathan Singer, who's also a licensed clinical social worker and a professor at Loyola University Chicago, also the author of a book called Suicide in Schools. And we're also speaking with Yoland Cook, who is a social worker at Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary in Urbana. And 800-222-9455 is the number. That's 800-222-9455. Yoland, what would be a successful mental health day for an elementary school student?
For an elementary school student, you know, unfortunately, they would not, or it would not be advisable for them to spend the day alone, obviously. And so I think it was Jyothi who mentioned, was it Jyothi, something about parents being, maybe having to take time off. Yes, and it, you know, it could be a parent, it could be, you know, a responsible neighbor. Our students would be able to plan something like this. It could be maybe a group, you know, a group of girls just deciding, hey, let's take a day and hang out, one of the mothers, or again, a neighbor, an aunt, a granny. And, you know, they could decide what they want to do. It could be like having, you know, how you have pajama parties at night. They could just hang out during the day, watch a movie, listen to songs, be on their, you know, do their games. I mean, just be on their phones. I mean, sometimes they try to be on their phones at school. You know, we have a park right close to our school. And so, interestingly, I had 2 fifth graders before the program started, and I asked them, and they were like, oh, we can just hang out at the park. You know, I mean, yeah, just walk through the neighborhood. In fact, one of them, you know, they're very cheeky, and I was recently given a full classroom. And so there are some windows, and they were like, Miss Cook, you know, we can just come knock your window and run away. And you know what, if that is what would give them, you know, some relief, some joy, you know, we don't talk about joy a lot in schools, joy and love. I tell my students, I love you. And they're like, you love me? I'm like, yes, boo. But Miss Cook, you are my family. I said, yes, I'm your family. I'm your social worker and I love you. And so we you know, we begin to talk about what is love. And now as I'm talking to you, I you know, I said the word joy. And so I will now be talking about joy. But yes, just, and even the boys, you know, I mean, I do think some of our boys will need some more direction, you know, but yes, they, a group of kids can plan it, can, you know, with the parents, of course, with parents' input. So So that is what I think a successful mental health day. Or maybe a kid just wants to sleep, to catch up on sleep.
Sure.
Our kids are sleeping and, you know, they slept on Zoom. You know, we would see them sleeping in the beds during Zoom. And some kids are coming to school now and they are just sleepy. So
don't get me started on my, I think all schools should probably start later than they do, especially as kids get into the adolescent years. But that's a topic for another day. I want to get a couple of phone calls in here. We have somebody on the line, didn't want to give your name. That's okay. But you said you struggled with mental health. This is line four, mental health in high school. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Yes. I actually, this hits close to home. I think what they're doing as of the first of the year is a great thing. I just think we have to be very, very careful when our children return to school. I had my first episode of PTSD, or what was later diagnosed as PTSD, and it was a suicide attempt my freshman year in high school. And when I returned to school after a couple weeks of being out, I was slammed with, you know, this work, and, you know, the kids weren't very nice for that matter, you know, because it seemed like everyone knew what I was out for, even though I had told no one. You know, which basically makes you retract back into yourself and go back into the whole purpose of why you attempted what you attempted or took your time out or time off as needed. So I just want to say we need to be very, very careful. There's a fine line there with, you know, being questioned too much and so on and so forth upon the child's return.
Sure, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today on the program. Sandra is also calling in from Beloit, Wisconsin. Sandra, thank you for calling in.
Yes, I'm calling as a retired educator and also an educator in an adolescent psychiatric ward. And I think a step forward of acknowledging the need of Mental Health Day is valuable. However, school districts and school policies in the United States have a bit of a reputation for initiating programs and not resourcing them, not providing the support to keep the quality of them up. And in this particular case, if the support system for the student taking a mental health day is the existing social work counselor psychologist, then I think we need to give an important pause to it. Because those individuals, in my experience, over a long period of time in several school districts, are traditionally overworked, and their duties keep increasing, and the amount of time, of course, is finite. So in this case, with a mental health day and no supervision or supervision that is tested by an already full schedule, that is going to be problematic. Students should be monitored in those cases. Now, if they are taking a mental health day to be with a grandparent who's visiting them in from out of town or something like this, well, this is a great thing for mental health. However, if they are just told, okay, go ahead and just relax, no, because they're not in a position to make wise choices about that, and they have no supervision or monitoring on, you know, right at the time. So to initiate this without full and qualified resourcing, just saying we're just going to use what we have now, is really being benighted, and I think a recipe for failure for something that is a good idea, you know, in content.
Yeah. Well, so Sandra, thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in to share your perspective on that. Jonathan, I wonder if you want to respond to either of the callers we just heard from there.
Yeah. So for the mental health caller, you know, the returning after a suicide attempt is a huge issue, and this is something that has to be addressed at a school level. It is totally different than a mental health day. And as far as the caller is calling about resourcing, I think that's I think it's key, and my hope is that people will, school staff, communities will be able to address this, because you know, we're never surprised when good intentions lead to good outcomes. It's when good intentions lead to bad outcomes. And, you know, one of the concerns in terms of equity is that if we have rich kids who are able to take days off, you know, sort of unencumbered using this law, but you have kids that are low income, not monitored, in low resource neighborhoods that are going to be prohibited from taking the same days off, then I think that's a huge problem, because what we know is that kids from low-income neighborhoods, and when we're looking at issues of race and ethnicity, we look at the stressors and the strains associated with racism and sort of oppressive cultures. And those are kids that would benefit most from mental health days. And so if we're having sort of these mental health days pop up without addressing these larger systemic issues, then we're only going to provide additional supports and days off for those who are already the most privileged and have the most access in our society. And we can't be doing that if we want to address equity in our schools.
Jonathan Singer is a professor at Loyola University in Chicago. He's also a licensed clinical social worker. We've also been speaking with Jyothi Kulajay, who's a licensed school psychologist, and with the Illinois School Psychologists Association, a regional director there in Rockford, and Yolan Cook, who is a social worker at Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary School in Urbana. Jyothi, Jonathan, and Yolan, thank you so much for being with us, taking time out of your day to speak with us about this today on the 21st.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.